This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Ajivri. Contains the active ingredient trastuzumab, RCH. What is in this leaflet? This leaflet answers some common questions about Ajivri. It does not contain all the available information. It does not take the place of talking to your doctor or pharmacist. All medicines have risks and benefits. Your doctor has weighed the risks of you being given Ajivri against the benefits they expect it will have for you. If you have any concerns about being given this medicine, ask your doctor or pharmacist. Keep this leaflet with the medicine. You may need to read it again. What Ajivri is used for? Ajivri contains an active ingredient called trastuzumab. Ajivri belongs to a group of medicines known as antineoplastic, or anti-cancer agents. There are many different classes of antineoplastic agents. Ajivri belongs to a class called monoclonal antibodies. Monoclonal antibodies are proteins made in a laboratory. These proteins are designed to recognize and bind to other unique proteins in the body. Ajivri binds selectively to a protein called human epidermal growth factor receptor 2, HER2. HER2 is found in large amounts on the surface of some cancer cells. When Ajivri binds to HER2, it stops the growth and spread of the cancer cells. Ajivri is used to treat breast and gastric cancer. It is only used in patients whose tumor has tested positive to HER2. Ajivri may be used alone or with other medicines that treat breast cancer, such as an aromatase inhibitor, hormone receptor positive breast cancer, or a taxane, e.g. paclitaxel or docetaxel. For the treatment of gastric cancer, Ajivri is used with chemotherapy medicine cisplatin and capecitabine, or 5-FU. For further information about the other medicines you're receiving with Ajivri, please ask your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist for the consumer medicine information, CMI leaflet. Ask your doctor, if you have any questions, why Ajivri has been prescribed for you. This medicine is available only with a doctor's prescription. Before you are given Ajivri, when you must not take it. Do not take Ajivri, if you have an allergy to Ajivri. Any ingredient listed at the end of this leaflet, or any protein of Chinese hamster origin. Some symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, rash, itching, or hives on the skin or swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. You have breast cancer that has not spread, non-metastatic, and you have had an LVEF test result, which measures how well your heart can pump blood of less than 45%, or you have symptoms of heart failure. Symptoms of heart failure may include shortness of breath or tire easily after light physical activity, such as walking, shortness of breath at night, especially when lying flat, swelling of the hands or feet due to fluid buildup, abnormal or irregular heartbeat. If you are not sure if you should start receiving Ajivri, talk to your doctor. Tell your doctor if you have a history of heart disease with angina, chest pain, cardiac arrhythmias, abnormal beating of the heart, heart failure, where the heart cannot pump blood normally, coronary artery disease, also known as CAD, a condition where plaque builds up inside the arteries, poorly controlled high blood pressure. You have previously been treated with chemotherapy medicines known as anthracyclines, e.g. doxorubicin. These medicines can damage heart muscle and increase the risk of heart problems with Ajivri. Your doctor will monitor your heart function closely before and during your treatment with Ajivri. Your heart function may also be monitored for years after ceasing Ajivri treatment. If you have any breathing or lung problems, you are allergic to any other medicines or any other substances such as foods, preservatives, or dyes, allergic or anaphylactic reactions can occur with Ajivri treatment, known as infusion or administration-related reactions. Your doctor or nurse will monitor you for side effects during treatment. See side effects for symptoms to look out for. You have a hereditary fructose intolerance, HFI. You have other deficiencies in sorbitol metabolism. You are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Ajivri may be harmful to an unborn baby. If there is a need for Ajivri treatment when you are pregnant, your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits to you and the unborn baby. You should use effective contraception to avoid becoming pregnant while you're being treated with Ajivri and for 7 months after stopping treatment. You're breastfeeding or plan to breastfeed. It is not known if a delivery passes into breast milk. It is recommended that you discontinue breastfeeding while you're being treated with a delivery and not restart breastfeeding until 7 months after completing a delivery treatment. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you're given a delivery. Use in children. The safety and effectiveness of a delivery in children under 18 years of age have not been established. Taking other medicines. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any that you get without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. A delivery treatment with gemcitabine, vinorelbine, a taxane, or radiation therapy can increase the chance of lung problems, interstitial lung disease. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while receiving a delivery. Tell your doctor or pharmacist that you have had a delivery if you start any new medication in the 7 months after stopping treatment. It may take up to 7 months for a delivery to be removed from your body. How to take a delivery. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor or nurse carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. A delivery must be prepared by a healthcare professional and will be given in a hospital or clinic by a doctor or nurse. A delivery is given by drip into a vein, intravenous, IV infusion. The first delivery infusion is given over 90 minutes. If the first infusion is well tolerated, your drip time may be shortened to 30 minutes. For the treatment of breast cancer, a delivery is given either once a week or once every 3 weeks. It may be given alone or in combination with other medicines used to treat breast cancer. For the treatment of gastric cancer, a delivery is given every 3 weeks in combination with other medicines used to treat gastric cancer. Your doctor will decide how long you should receive a delivery. This will depend on your response to the medicine and the state of your disease. If you forget to take it, as a delivery is given under the supervision of your doctor, you are unlikely to miss a dose. However, if you forget or miss your appointment to receive a delivery, make another appointment as soon as possible. Your doctor will decide when and how much your next dose of a delivery will be. If you take too much, overdose, as a delivery is given to you under the supervision of your doctor, it is unlikely that you will be given too much. However, if you experience any side effects after being given a delivery, tell your doctor immediately. While you are using a delivery, things you must do. Tell your doctor or nurse immediately if you have any signs and symptoms of an allergic or anaphylactic reaction. Some signs and symptoms include swelling of your face, lips, tongue, or throat with difficulty breathing, swelling of other parts of your body, shortness of breath, wheezing, or trouble breathing, rash, itching, or hives on the skin, feeling sick, nausea, fever, chills, feeling tired, headache. Tell your doctor or nurse immediately if you have any signs and symptoms of heart problems. Some signs and symptoms of heart problems are shortness of breath or getting tired easily after light physical activity, such as walking. Shortness of breath at night, especially when lying flat. Swelling of the hands or feet due to fluid buildup. Cough. Abnormal or irregular heartbeat. Please follow all your doctor's instructions if any of these symptoms require medication. Tell all doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are treating you that you are receiving a delivery. Tell your doctor if you become pregnant or intend to start a family while receiving a delivery. Be sure to keep all of your appointments with your doctor so that your progress can be checked. Your doctor may perform regular tests. Things you must not do. Do not stop your delivery treatment without talking to your doctor first. Tell your doctor if you feel that delivery is not helping your condition. Do not take any other medicines, whether they require a prescription or not, without first telling your doctor or consulting with a pharmacist. Things to be careful of. Be careful driving or operating machinery until you know how a delivery affects you. If you experienced symptoms during your treatment with a delivery, you should not drive or operate machinery. Side effects. Tell your doctor as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are receiving a delivery. A delivery helps most people with HER2 positive breast and gastric cancer, but it may have some unwanted side effects in some people. All medicines can have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. You may need medical treatment if you get some of the side effects. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to answer any questions you may have. Because a delivery may be used with other medicines that treat breast and gastric cancer, it may be difficult for your doctor to tell whether the side effects are due to a delivery or due to the other medicines. For further information about the side effects of any other medicines you are receiving, please ask your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist for the consumer medicine information, CMI leaflets for these medicines. During an infusion, tell your doctor or nurse immediately if you notice any of the following while receiving an infusion, particularly during the first infusion: swelling of your face, lips, tongue, or throat with difficulty breathing, swelling of other parts of your body such as your hands or feet, shortness of breath, wheezing, or trouble breathing, abnormal or irregular heartbeat, rash, itching, or hives on the skin, feeling sick, nausea, or vomiting, diarrhea, pain, or discomfort, including stomach pain, back pain, chest or neck pain, fever or chills, headache, fatigue or tiredness, cough. These may be serious side effects. You may require urgent medical attention. Your doctor may prescribe medication to stop the side effects from occurring. After an infusion, tell your doctor immediately or go to accident and emergency at your nearest hospital if you notice any of the following: swelling of your face, lips, tongue, or throat with difficulty breathing, severe shortness of breath, wheezing, or trouble breathing, severe chest pain spreading out to the arms, neck, shoulder and or back, rash, itching, or hives on the skin, fever, or chills, abnormal or irregular beating of the heart, severe swelling of the hands, feet, or legs, severe coughing. These are serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention. Tell your doctor or nurse as soon as possible if you notice any of the following: any of the side effects listed above, getting tired more easily after light physical activity, such as walking, shortness of breath, especially when lying down, or being woken from your sleep with shortness of breath, runny or blocked nose or nosebleeds, insomnia, difficulty sleeping, confusion, weakness, soreness in muscles and or joints, increased cough, feeling dizzy, tired, looking pale, flu and or cold-like symptoms, frequent infections such as fever, severe chills, sore throat or mouth ulcers, hot flushes, diarrhea, changes in weight, gain or loss, redness, dryness, or peeling of the hands or feet, hand-foot syndrome, pain in hands or feet, unusual hair loss or thinning, nail problems, eye problems such as producing more tears, swollen runny eyes, or conjunctivitis, discharge with itching of the eyes and crusty eyelids. This is not a complete list of all possible side effects. Your doctor or pharmacist has a more complete list. Others may occur in some people and there may be some side effects not yet known. Tell your doctor if you notice anything else that is making you feel unwell, even if it is not on this list. Ask your doctor or pharmacist if you don't understand anything in this list. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. After using Ajivri, storage. Ajivri will be stored in the pharmacy or on the hospital ward in a refrigerator at a temperature between 2 degrees Celsius and 8 degrees Celsius. Availability. Ajivri is available in two presentations: powder for intravenous infusion, drip into the vein. Supplied as a single dose vial, available in 150 mg strength. Powder for intravenous infusion, drip into the vein. Supplied as a pharmacy bulk pack and 440 mg vial with bacteriostatic water for injection. It is important to check the product labels to ensure that the correct presentation is being given as prescribed. Product description. What Ajivri looks like. Ajivri is a white to pale yellow powder which is dissolved before use. After dissolving, the Ajivri solution should appear as a clear colorless to yellow solution. Ingredients. Each vial of Ajivri contains 150 mg or 440 mg of the active ingredient trastuzumab. It also contains L-histidine hydrochloride monohydrate, L-histidine, sorbitol, macrogol 3350. Hydrochloric acid and or sodium hydroxide may be added to adjust pH. The trastuzumab protein is made using Chinese hamster ovary cells. Manufacturer or distributor or supplier. Ajivri is made / distributed / supplied in Australia by Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond, 30 to 34 Hickson Road, Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. Ajivri powder for intravenous infusion. 150 mg. Ostar 2. 8. 8. 2. 2. 2. This leaflet was prepared in July 2, 02. 2. Ajivri_CMI/JUL22/00.